This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And I'm Kirsten.
Welcome to Miss Magnets.
Back, we're baby.
Yes, we made it.
I was like, I wonder what Sasha will say if it's try to say it first.
It's already chaos. Great.
We got 20 pranked. Seconds
in. Pranked. Bazinga.
Not bazinga. Cancel the podcast. It's
we're
over.
Done. Okay, it's done. This is it. A short
no more
trailer.
Magnets. Yeah, this is our last episode and it's done now. Bye.
Oh my God. Not after the messengers work so hard, okay, to get us to do 50 reviews so we can get merch.
Can
so
you imagine?
No. That and would be Ace Fest scam again.
That would be back. A good Ace Fest scam. And the update on the merch is that it's coming. Our fearless leader, Rob Sesternino from the Daddy Network, is working on it.
Yes.
So, merch coming soon.
It's happening, baby. But we're still getting a lot of reviews, which, like, keep them coming because we're 272 now. So, look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought? Not me.
Not me. Because,
and my again, another one. Classes in session. We're the highest rated professors at UMass, according to Matt X 5820.
Hell yes. Take notes. There will be a test.
Period. Thank you, Matt.
I like this person posting just K-Babe because that's the name of the people who watch me on Twitch are the K-Babe. So thanks for showing up.
Listen, welcome, K-Babe. We love this. But yeah, we just, you know, we needed to shout out the reviews. Thank you. Keep them coming. Make sure you're subscribed to the Mess feed. If you are listening to us on the Daddy Network, make sure you come over to our exclusive feed to get all the mess straight to you.
Please. I like this one. I think we missed this review. Sorry. Enjoyable! Exclamation point. My friend is forcing me to leave this review because he wants a crew neck. After listening to the first few episodes, I thoroughly enjoy it. The dynamic between the two is fun. It makes me feel like I'm just getting a drink with the girlies. Have we ever drank while recording this podcast? I think no. I think we've been totally sober every time.
I just want people to know that we do this completely sober. If we were drunk, 100% this is getting canceled.
100%. It wouldn't be posted because we would just like start talking actual shit about like people.
and when I'm drunk, like I zero filter.
So girl, same.
Impossible.
Girl, same.
Yeah. Like, listen, I've been drunk. We've been drinking.
Yes.
In the same
in the same vicinity.
Yes, and it was mess. We don't need that.
It was mess. I mean, but we kind of do. Like, when can we
need it for
again?
Each other, but we don't need it to put it and record it and have it for perpetuity.
Yes.
Go look at the TikTok on Phil's Instagram. That is the max you're going to get out of us being messes in person.
I've had enough. Okay, anyways, we need to move on.
Yes. Oh my God. But yeah, I feel like the celebrities, the pop culture has been a bit quiet. I don't know if the Try Guys opened up or closed, maybe not opened up, a hole of mess. And I, you know, and I, maybe I'll fight him now. I don't know. Because we're, since the Ned Fulmer stuff, I swear we haven't been getting crazy mess anymore.
It truly is. There's nothing going on.
Yeah. And like getting quick bites.
There is like a little bit more Try Guys stuff, but we don't even want to talk about it. We're done. We're over it.
Sure. His friend freaking writes for SNL and wrote the dumb skit. SNL is not funny. Hasn't been in years. And we know SNL has horrible workplace practices. Like, look up how they write or the schedule of a writer. It's horrible. They, like, have this major party. They stay up until 5, and then they'll start writing for the next celebrity the next day, sleep on couches. Like, no, okay? SNL is not the place I go to be like, yeah, talk about bad or good workplace practices. Shut up.
100%. Get out of town.
That's how I feel about the SNL Try Guys. It's stupid, obviously.
Duh.
We've been known. Anyway. But you know, speaking of which, I feel like I did this to you. So maybe I'll open it.
Yeah. Maybe you should for me.
Yeah, because I saw this on Twitter. It was shared by Amy. They retweeted it onto my timeline. So at Amy, if you want to, no, don't. I'm kidding. But not I'm just me. Saying, Amy, you did this to us. Okay. And it was at Shatired. And it just says, it's brought to my attention that Dolly Parton. This is, wait, sorry. I'm jumping the gun.
Oh my God.
This is all allegedly. We're putting stuff together from what just came out. You for sure can have different opinions about a lot of this stuff, but we're reporting it because it's wild.
Yes. Okay. We're just, listen, everything from here on out is alleged.
Yeah. Just allegedly.
We need to be better at the allegedly.
Yes, like period. Okay, this whole thing, period, is allegedly. Okay, yeah. Just this is for fun. I feel like, or I don't know if fun is the right word. This is vibes.
Listen, I'm having fun and I'm vibing. So
exactly.
Please go ahead and break everyone else's heart the way you broke mine.
Yes, because they said, and then it's a little bit of a Twitter thread that says, it's brought to my attention that allegedly, Dolly Parton is racist and transphobic. And then you're like, shut up, right? Like, you can't. You can't talk about Dolly Parton like this. It's disrespectful. Who do you think you are? She's done a lot, you know, for the queer community, especially with marriage equality, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. So the article that came to like the forefront is from February of 2019. So this is not a new article. We don't know if she's adjusted her views since then or whatever. But basically, in an interview that she did for The Sun, maybe?
Yeah, I think it was The Sun, yeah.
She said that, quote, "For me, I'm still an old timer. Sometimes I think it's just become kind of fashionable to speak out like that. I think some of them even say more than who they really are. I think they just want to be part of that whole movement to make people think that they're so free and all that. But I don't really know how they feel inside. I know how I feel inside." Miley, she does a lot of stuff for effect, and I think a lot of them do. Which is not good. Like, and this I think is like can be a lesson that people even with the best of intentions can still do harm when they don't mean to do harm. Like,
yes,
because Dolly Parton has been like for years an ally to the gay, like the LGBT community, has been talked about how, oh, if she like were a man, she'd be a drag king, drag queen, all of that. But it's like, just don't, like, what are you talking about? Like, exactly. You don't know how people feel inside. So why are you commenting on it? Like, shut up.
Yeah. And I think at first it came from, I think, her being allegedly been like, oh, since her and her husband are so, or her husband is so low profile and their marriage is so low profile, that maybe she is part of the queer community, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. And she's like, no, people can say that because you can't really have a great relationship with a woman. I'm not gay, but I have many gay friends that I accept, blah, blah, blah. Right. And then she talked about Oprah and Gail's friendship as well. So it started out like that. And then the, cause I'm looking at the interview.
Yeah.
And then it, you know, goes into, she talks about like people love to talk, but sometimes that's your best publicity. I don't care what they say as long as they don't hurt people, et cetera. Okay. That's a very, like, I've definitely heard that in the South where it's like, well, if you don't hurt people, then you're good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you do, which is like, sure. And then she says she does raise questions about the recent move among pop stars, including her own goddaughter, Miley Cyrus, to define themselves as gender fluid, pansexual, bisexual. And then she says, then Kirsten, what you said, right, about the old timer stuff. So I think it was just that she got comfortable. She started talking a little too much. And it was a mess. And Dolly should not have said it, period.
No.
God. And I don't know why you need to step in it when you've done good work, right? Like, she's done good work.
Like, even like as far back as the 90s and early 2000s, like, Dolly has been very, like, outspoken as a supporter of the queer community and LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Like 2+ community, like all of that. And so it's just like, what, like, why did you talk? But then, so that happened in 2019 and obviously no one heard about it.
Yeah. And it was weird, right? Like, it's just it's a mess. And we're saying this as cis women.
Yeah, of course. Naturally.
Want to make that clear too. So, but the point is, yeah, it still doesn't sit right. Like, even as I read
it. It's exactly the thing. Like, is she saying that she hates people? No. But even though she's not saying that, the things that she's saying just contribute to a culture that ultimately perpetuates violence against trans people, right? Even though you may see that article and be like, oh, well, that's just like one small comment. She just sounds like an old person. Oh, that article is clickbait. And it's like, well, even if you are like, trying to do the right thing and be kind, like, you can still say things that are wrong. And Dolly has often been someone who says, you know, if something's wrong, you need to change it and move on. So, like, hopefully she sees all these stories and is like, oh, whoa, I'm learning and growing, and then changes. But we don't even know, because again, this is like so old and it just came up.
Yeah. And then folks are like, you know, let's talk through this, because we get, I feel like, one of the best quotes of 2020 from white women. One of the best quotes is literally her talking about, you know, changing the name, because there is a, in Branson, Missouri, she is part of a show, like, as in, I don't know if she is just like, owns it. I'm not 100% sure on her, like, full connection, because it, again, it feels like that it's been there before her. But anyway, the point is, she's connected to this show, and the show used to be called Dixie Stampede.
No.
Just, no. Okay. Because Dixie is, it was the, oh yeah, she was, she partnered to found. Okay, so she helped found it. Sorry. Dixie Stampede dinner show in Pigeon Forge in the late 80s. And she said she didn't think it was, quote unquote, that bad, the name. But she, you know, when it was called out with everything going on, they changed the name to Dolly Parton Stampede. And people were like, yeah, this is amazing. She took ownership and accountability, because I'm ashamed to admit how old I was before I recognized, you know, a lot of this stuff. So I felt like, okay, a lot of people were like, this is how you do accountability, right? Mm-hmm. This is exactly how you create some momentum. And she, what Dolly said was, there's such a thing as innocent ignorance, and many of us are guilty of that. When they said Dixie was an offensive word, I thought, well, I don't want to offend anybody. This is a business. We'll just call it Stampede. And as soon as you realize that something is a problem, you fix it. Don't be a dumbass. And that's where my heart is. I wouldn't dream of hurting anybody on purpose. I feel like that's accountability. You say, hey, even though I should have known these things beforehand, I don't. Maybe because of whatever the world is. We're going to change it. And they did.
Yes.
Great.
The show, however, could have had some changes.
Because it turns out the difference between Dixie Stampede and Dolly Parton Stampede is nothing but a name change.
Yeah.
It costs, I think, $70 for adults to get in, and $35 for children 3 to 9. But, you know, I'm assuming it goes like it's fluctuating and packed and stuff.
So
because it's a dinner show, like medieval times.
Oh, my God. Not like medieval times. Well, yeah. But okay. So like, any sort of like stampede type thing with like animals performing, just not for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Calgary for a long time. The Calgary Stampede is like the whole city thing, and wasn't for me. So I already was like, oh, I don't like this. And then we saw a little bit of what it is.
Yeah.
I don't.
Oh, and a ticket, for two adults, right, with tax and everything is $165.
U.S. dollars.
U.S.
dollars. That's over $200 for me. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. And you can select where you want to sit, Kirsten, north or the south.
No, stop it. Mm-hmm. That's not how it's called.
Yeah, that's the seating. I literally had to sit the north ADA accessible, south ADA accessible, or just regular north and south. But isn't none
of
it ADA
accessible? Isn't that part of the problem?
Seems like they have now fixed.
Okay, well, that's good at least, apparently. Yeah. So my first view of this stampede, the Dolly Stampede, was a TikTok that got posted in response to the tweet with the original article about what Dolly had to say about non-binary and trans people. And it was a TikTok of someone saying, I went to this, I thought it'd be fun, I thought it'd be like horses doing tricks, and this is what it was. And so it starts out, there are some people like standing astride like two horses doing like gymnastic type stuff, like that happens, which that's a topic for another time about how appropriate that is. But then I saw the portrayal of a First Nations person. And I don't know how to describe it. It's just extremely offensive. I don't even know how to describe it other than that.
Yeah, because, and I went to TripAdvisor to look at the review. So in 2015, this review literally says, we were so excited for a dinner show with horse riding, pig races, and some music and dancing, but what we got was a racist history lesson. And what Kirsten, you're talking about, they said, and that's the first paragraph, was quote unquote a Cherokee Indian dance, and it essentially reduced, this is what this person is saying, reduced all Native Americans down to neon colors and magic, which does check out with the video we saw.
Yeah.
And then it looks like all it is kind of, they're just like reducing what Native people do to like gross like I don't even think it's magic, it's like this silly thing that happens.
It's like, instead of recognizing that there are multiple ways of seeing the world and like operating within it, it's like, look at this one way that's different from our society. Isn't it wacky and kooky and weird? And it's like, oh, that's not an appropriate way to talk about this.
Exactly. So it's just, it's really gross. And someone even said, apparently all performers, white, and this was reviewed a week ago, put on a black power fist in the air Very odd gesture, but okay. Next, baby bison come out and they were adorable, but like, okay, why?
Baby bison do sound adorable.
Well, like, you know, they're still animals. And then the voiceover said, then came man. And bison ran scared. And the performers came out in horrible, racist, atrocious, mocking Native American costume, which is the, and then there's pictures, okay? So we've seen them. And it's saying then that mocking the Native American costumes, braids, drum, medicine man with a hunchback, talking about magic, and the whole entire thing was ruined. I'm absolutely blown away that Dolly would associate her name with something so obvious and horribly offensive. The depictor implied that Native American or reason that bison nearly went extinct is not historically accurate.
No, it is not.
Which is so true.
Well, because and that's like, the thing too, here. Is like the whole thing is that indigenous people like had a relationship with the land, yes, and with hunting and using catching only what they need and not impacting overall populations. It's colonizers who go in and are like, oh, this is a good thing. Let's destroy it.
Wow. What's new, right? So, yeah, if y'all look at all the bad reviews, it's basically echoing everything. And this is like, again, from this year, all of this is happening.
And the thing, too, is so if you look on the reviews as well, there's no responses to the bad reviews, but for all the good reviews, because there are a large number of people like, this mm-hmm. was so fun. This is great. Love it so much. All of those have responses from management that are like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, some of them, I do see some responses, I will say. And it says, we disappointed to hear the experience did not meet your and exceed your expectations. We appreciate you taking your time to share your feedback.
Yeah, and that person's questions were just
About food,
right? About the food and service being bad, not about the dated,
the last dated show
would now be the only draw from me. And even though it's evolving, it's clear it's not evolving fast enough.
Well, there you go.
No thought given to diversity and inclusion. Well, and that's even the one who's like mostly talking about the food.
Yeah, which some people say food is good. Some people say it's bad. But then, Kirsten, that's not enough because that's what we have pictures of. Right. So we know it's true. And then they were later after that. I don't know the exact right timeline. Yes. It looks like they then divide the room into the north and the south. And little do you know that exactly you will be cheering for and supporting later down the road.
Oh, my God. No, yeah. Sasha, no.
Yeah, because they're poorly rigged competitions where it's clear who the victor will be. Mm. And then kids, this is the part where and we know because they said it in the TikTok as well. But I think they might be reading this review where it's a kids are chasing around chickens, two white chickens from the north, two black chickens from the south.
Oh my God. And then also like there's multiple of this and the TikTok talk about how like basically the Civil War is just talked about is like, oh, it was a disagreement, you know, just a classic disagreement. You know how they're always talking about the Civil War. What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a lot of folks are talking about these negative reviews, but also as someone that's from the South, I don't know if Oklahoma counts as South, but
I'm pretty sure Oklahoma counts as the South.
Listen, Oklahoma believes it's the South with the way they freaking vote anyway. And I'm not surprised, I will say, with this stuff. Like I have been to the fair like just 2 years ago right before the pandemic. And I mean, the stuff you see at the fair, I was like, I need to leave. How did I grow up here? Because I live in the Bay Area, which is obviously very left. And a little, sometimes it's so left, you're just like, I got to get out of here. But it's so weird, y'all. And I do believe that maybe this is, again, one of those, like, what Dolly says is, like, ignorance that maybe she doesn't understand.
How do you not understand?
Yeah. This? And it seems like are the native people that are playing native? Like, are they native? But not that it matters. I know.
I don't think they are, because I don't see them like anyone from that group wanting to represent their group in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I think most people generally don't want to contribute to being like a caricature of your group in a hateful way. I don't know. And yes, as they shouldn't, obviously. But yeah, it's just like, and so the show is still happening. So she changed the name. She took out Dixie from the name because that's offensive, but didn't take the time to think, hey, maybe the show should change. And I'm sure people could argue, oh, Dolly doesn't make the show. She doesn't know what's going on, blah, blah. Her name's on it. Her name's on it, and she's extremely famous. It's incumbent on her to make sure that she's not putting her name on something horrible.
That's what I was going to say, because she has Dollywood, and I don't know if... I don't believe things like that have come out about Dollywood, and she has a whole theme park. So you can make a medieval time dinner look okay. Yeah. I don't understand why this stuff is still happening. And again, I don't know why she's putting her name on this. Like, how much money can she be getting?
I mean, not that much. Like, she's getting more from like every other revenue stream. Like, there's no way this is worth it.
Exactly. I just imagine to call the North, like the Civil War, a disagreement.
No, like, it's just so bad.
Yeah. And folks that are going to give it, I think, good reviews are the geniuses that I don't believe have understood what goes on.
100%.
Oh, my God. But yeah, the food, like the picture, it's giving Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, someone said that the food is barely above McDonald's in quality.
Yes.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know what that food's like.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Chappelle said that, like, you could hate crime him for Cracker Barrel on his Twitter.
Bless his heart.
Like, obviously you can't do that.
No. It's just like, there's so many things you could do instead of this.
Exactly. Like, it's not like she... is like, this is her last chance to like stay afloat. Like, she's incredibly wealthy, and she does a lot of good. I'm not trying to negate the good that she does. Like, she donated so much money for the development of the Moderna COVID vaccine.
Exactly.
She contributes a lot of money to school libraries, but she said it herself. There's like a type of innocent ignorance. And at what point are you still innocent is what I would like.
Yes, that's exactly the question. I see there's like red soldiers and blue soldiers. Like, I mean, their outfits, sorry. And it's just so fascinating. And they're like having American flags. And what is going on?
The whole thing, I think, needs to just be shut down until further notice.
Yeah, I think you could do a show, right? Like, that is not offensive.
I'm sure there's a way to do a show that is not offensive.
Yeah, it's just I don't get it. And it's so unfortunate.
Yeah, I hate being burdened with this knowledge, but now we all are. So,
yeah. And the people. Yeah. The Native American, like the neon colors are bizarro.
And the like quote, like medicine person, like it's all just very weird the way they're doing it. And I'm not on board.
But I don't. Why are there bison? I can't.
Like, why are they're literally just terrorizing baby animals?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, what the hell?
And saying the native, like indigenous people, the people that were on this land before anyone did it.
Like, get out.
Make it make sense.
It doesn't. We can't make it make sense. And stupid. I honestly don't want to anymore. Can we move?
Yeah. On anyway, that's it. That is it. That's all I had. Anyway.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh my
God. So next, okay, this started out as kind of more of a quick bite.
Yeah.
And then when Sasha and I, when you and I were talking about this, it kind of evolved into a bigger thing for us to talk about.
Because I was like, the people, the celebs are not celebrating enough for me.
They are not.
No. But it turns out Bethany Frankel, I'm sure folks know who Bethany is. If you don't, you maybe have had her alcohol, Skinny Girl Vodka specifically.
Yes.
And she was on The Real Housewives of New York.
Yes. And yes. I believe Tori and I spoke about her a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Which is relevant to this story. So
exactly.
A few weeks ago, we talked about how Bethany Frankel had called out Scott Disick and Kim Kardashian for their giveaway situation, the lawsuit going on with that. And she has more Kardashian Jenners to come for today because she is calling out Kylie Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm. Turns out, and she posted a TikTok actually saying, is the new Kylie Cosmetics worth it? Worth all the hype and money? Okay. Because she has why are you buying this? Sorry, before I even go for it, like, that's my number one, but whatever. So she's reviewing the Kylie Cosmetics birthday PR box, a 3-piece lip crayon set and lip gloss set that in celebration of Kylie's 25th birthday back in August. Okay.
And can I just also say, you can't call something a PR box and sell it. That's not what I was going to say. You have to, like, PR boxes are what you give away to people to review it. So weirdo energy that you
I don't understand. I'm confused. So then she says the $175 birthday PR box, which again, why would you pay this? Had the same two products as the $58 birthday bundle, except for one key difference, the box.
Well, yeah, it's a nice paper box.
Yeah, and the difference was $117 extra dollars.
Well, and okay, so again, allegedly, yes. I feel like it is very common knowledge that Kylie Cosmetics is just ColourPop in a different container.
Yeah, I mean, and folks said, right, her allegedly, her skin care lines cause like micro tears.
Oh yeah, no. That is not allegedly. Kylie Cosmetics has a walnut scrub facial exfoliator. It's the same as the St. Ives like apricot scrub that has the walnut in it. And everyone's always like, "Oh, it's so good. It makes my skin look so good." Blah 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 blah. That is a short term effect, and in the long term, all it does is cause more problems, age you prematurely, and is not good for you. Use that on your feet. You don't use that on your face. Stop it.
Yeah. So, Kylie Jenner, not known for quality product, okay? And then she was like, maybe I'll put a hamster in the box. I don't, what are you doing, Bethany? And then it turns out other folks have also called it out about this box issue. And then Bethany was like, you know what? It's fine. Maybe I'll just return it. Well, guess what, people? You cannot return Kylie Jenner cosmetics.
That's hilarious.
That kills me every time. I was like, oh my God, how do you not read before you buy?
In the year of our Lord, 2022, you're telling me you can't return? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy anything that I can't return.
No.
And I'm not saying that I use it. I'm just saying, like, no. It's just, if it doesn't fit right, I should be able to return. And if it's not used. And then, of course, this isn't the first time that she's called out the people, right? Because she actually also reviewed Kim's new skincare line.
Of course.
And she said it was good, but it was somewhat overpriced and extremely impractical because the eye cream was $75 and the exfoliator is $55.
Yeah, no, get out of town. The other thing too, the Kim, like the skin cosmetic line,
Oh my God, it kills it's me like, every time.
It's like recyclable packaging or like refillable packaging for the environment. But it's literally like, oh God, what do I even have here? It's,
okay. It's fine. People can't see.
No, wait, I'll show it to you. Yes. And maybe we'll post it. Who knows? Mm-hmm. It's like this mug is the container, okay? And this electronics duster is the product. You put it in. And then it's like, oh, you've refilled the refillable packaging, except both of them are just plastic containers.
Yeah. And the only thing I believe that she said was compostable, I think not recyclable, was just the outer covering that you're going to throw away anyway. But if you have to buy things, then it's all plastic. It make sense.
It's literally all plastic. And you just put one plastic thing inside of another plastic thing. And they're like, it's reusable. Get out of town. I can't. It made me so furious. I know that this is not new information anymore. Like, it's been months, but get out of town. Anyways, Bethany Frankel has more Kardashians to call out.
Yeah.
Because she also, so this weekend, Kim K got booed at the Rams Cowboys game. Mm-hmm. Because, like, yeah, guess what? The NFL audience doesn't like the Kardashians. I think we can all understand that for free. But Bethany Frankel tweeted, why is everyone surprised that at Kim Kardashian was booed at a football game? It's America's pastime. The fans are people with daughters and sons who have hope for realistic role models for their children. Football is not the superficial land of fashion. Those fans can't be bought.
Bethany, shut up. Sorry, this is ridiculous.
Someone replied, are you not the same type of individual? And she said, that's for you to decide. The last game I went to, I didn't get booed. So maybe I'm headed in the right direction. No one knows who you are,
that's
Bethany.
What I was about to say.
They would
and also, what
they knew.
What are you talking about, right? Remember when we covered Deshaun Watson? Remember when a lot of these men have literally beat their wives? Or their partners.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean football is not a superficial land of fashion? Maybe it's more basketball, but have you all seen how good the players look when they come in to the game days? They look again, I know that's not football, it's basketball, but like Russell Westbrook literally does all kinds of crazy stuff with his fashion. So what are these people?
Also, I thought America's pastime was baseball.
Well, I believe it's football, but you know, I can see why. I don't think it's baseball anymore, but okay, that's just me enough. Who doesn't watch baseball.
I'm not into sport. Okay.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah. So I don't know baseball.
I just think
it was too low.
I did think it was funny this week. A lot of tweets of like, oh, Kirsten, is this the type of football tweet you would like from Assange?
I wanted to die. Okay, I can't go down. Let's move on.
It's fine. Anyway, you know what?
No.
I think
I don't need
everyone,
to relive trauma on this podcast.
Everyone who likes football had a bad weekend, I think. I haven't seen one person posting like, I'm glad about that game. So.
I think the Ravens fan had a good time. But besides that, okay. Anyway, I hate football. Let's move on. I'll boo my team, okay? Let me see them anywhere out here in these streets.
Oh,
but yeah, Bethany,
God.
I think, just has like a very warped view of the world. I remember watching her spinoff with her now ex-husband. So it's just she be saying stuff that you're just like, what's up, ma'am? I don't know what you be doing.
She doesn't know is the problem.
No. And she also called out the Scott Disick Kim K giveaway, right?
Yeah. Not good.
She just doesn't like the Kardashians.
She obviously is like not liking the Kardashians and obviously is clout chasing.
Yeah. But you know, she doesn't get booed, so she's not that type of celebrity.
Here's the clout you asked for. Mess magnets are talking about you, Bethany.
And we're so relevant.
Listen, to me, we're the most relevant.
Period. Okay.
Pop culture is not popping off this week. It's not our fault.
So we're just vibing with y'all. Okay.
Literally.
Don't hate us.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's Bethany, Miss Bethany. But yes. Then, you know, I don't know if y'all saw Madonna's TikTok. because we need to talk about it.
And I mean, honestly, in general, not even this specific Madonna TikTok, all of her TikToks yes. are so unhinged. Like, she is up in the camera's face like she's Britney from BB24. She is just like wearing a full like lace mask. She is lip syncing. She is singing.
Positive life affirmations with Baby Yoda filter.
Like, I'm surprised she's not on Facebook, because I feel like she's, for her age especially, she's very much giving like mom on Facebook who reshares every post that they encounter.
Yeah, but I think Madonna gets to do it.
So yeah, she's allowed.
Yes, it's
because she's Madonna.
Exactly. So I'm not against it. I just, it's wild. It's a wild place to be. Okay. But what's actually making headlines is she posted a TikTok where she's standing in a bathroom, but like a bathroom full of mirrors. I don't think it's a bathroom. It must be her closet or something, because there's so many mirrors. Yeah. I don't get it. And
she likes to watch herself poop.
You do you, boo. And, she's holding a pair of pink underwear with the caption, "If I miss, I'm gay." And then she throws the panties, and of course, she misses.
Well, like she just like lobs them, and then it falls. Also, yeah, yes. I'm looking again, and there's like definitely a bathtub in there. So,
oh, okay.
Wow, her bathroom is bigger than my whole apartment.
I mean, she's Madonna.
Ugh. Just makes it's me just sad.
The whole place looks so interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's I would love just like some footage of Madonna's house to watch.
Yeah. I don't think I would want to live there.
Stylistically interesting. But yeah, she misses the shot, saying she's gay. People are very like, "What? Is she coming out? Good for her." Just for the record, Madonna has been out as bi for like a very long time. Yeah. But I think she's been posting a lot lately just about kind of being done with men.
Mm-hmm. Relatable content.
Which, like, fair enough. Yeah.
We know. We know the feeling.
Yeah. So, go for it. Yeah.
That's been, I just feel like that was a quick bite, but, like, what a fun thing.
We love to see it, you know?
Live your best life, Madonna.
You go, Madonna.
Listen,
truly. Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
We love Madonna. We want all the best for her. She is like very close in age to my mom. So I'm just like, do what you want to do, Madonna.
Yeah, she's just been iconic for years. So who are we to like, say anything?
From birth, probably.
Correct. That part. Okay. So anyway, it's so funny. And then what's another big thing, or I think big if you're into like sports or whatever. Draymond Green and Jordan Poole, who are two basketball players for the Golden State Warriors, aka, you know, in this area that I live. I am not a Warriors fan. Okay.
That can I admit something embarrassing?
Yes.
Every time I've seen this story come up, because it's come up a lot,
yeah,
I've been reading it as Jordan Peele, who is obviously a very different man. And I was like, I'm very confused about how this happened and what this is about. But obviously it is cool. Not
Peele. I'm crying.
I've just been reading it wrong. I guess my brain, because I don't follow basketball, just like was going to the name of someone I know.
Correct. So basically, it was just leaked that they got into a fight and Draymond punched Jordan Poole.
Oh, okay. No.
Folks that know Draymond know that maybe this is not out of character.
Oh. Well, these men, I assume, are all giant, too, because they're basketball players, right?
And, I mean, like I said, Draymond is just known for being a good basketball player. I guess I'll give him that. But also, like, being a little wild, where he will say things or do things that will get people riled up. He gets a lot of, like, penalties or technicals for just being messed. Like, I remember, this was way back in the day, Deep Cut, where he literally kicks one of my team, Oklahoma City Thunder's player, wow, in the paint, in the balls. Like,
oh my
mistake.
God.
It wasn't allegedly by mistake, but like,
I think that's a pretty targeted thing to do by mistake.
Right? Yeah.
Like, basketball is not a sport where you're kicking people.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. And I think it was Steven Adams, which is one of like the most loved, nicest people ever. And not only that, then he comes back. And then I remember Oklahoma City people had signed that said block that kick, which is very much a football term.
Oh,
not
no.
basketball. So it's just, the point is, I feel like this is kind of his personality, not to hit people, but just to be a little bit cuckoo.
A little aggressive. Just like,
I know. That's what I was like, no. It's no, just, he's a lot. Okay.
Say. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a lot.
Some fighting.
Yes. He's passionate. And it doesn't always work.
And listen, relatable.
Yeah. So anyway, people were like, okay, like, what did Jordan Poole say? Because, you know, Poole, there's some videos of him also coming at other players and like mocking them from the bench. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. So we've got two shitsters.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Thank you for explaining.
So, there's like a lot of picture, like videos of him doing that with a lot of players. Anyway, so the point is, like, we don't know what happened, right? So people are just like, oh, blah blah blah. Maybe trash talking gone bad. We don't know. Maybe they have beef, but they just won a championship together, all of them. Okay. So yeah. Then a few days later, TMZ obtained security footage of the actual fight.
The security footage.
Yeah. Which is like horrible. And yeah, if you watch the actual punch, like, he straight up there, he just walks up. I feel like words were said, but it's very allegedly.
You can't really tell from the video. Like, how is the people who are on TMZ are never seeing heaven.
I know, because they give us all of this.
And also, like, neither are we, but, like... No.
But I'll maybe see one less ring of hell than all of... You know, that's...
At least.
But Jews don't believe in hell, so I'm good. I did teshuva. I did repentance. I'm okay. I'll ask for forgiveness next year again. And then it turns out, though, like, Poole kind of, I think, shoves him a little. And then he just gets punched.
I don't know why I'm
laughing.
It's
just so uncomfortable.
It's one of those things where you see like an altercation like this, and you're just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying that again, which Steph Curry, which is like their star, has denied this, but they're saying that like people are claiming that, you know, there's been a change in Jordan Poole's attitude amid contract negotiations, blah, blah, blah. Oh. But Steph Curry is like, no, that's BS. Get out of here. And then Draymond apologized to the team and, you know, Poole was in the room and he says like, whatever that means, but he's stepping away from the team.
But like, what does it mean for a player on a team to step away from the team? So like, he's not a basketball player anymore, or
for now he's not gonna play. But the thing is, what's wild is that the Warriors haven't necessarily shared like a suspension, I believe, because Draymond said he's stepping away. But I think, because according to this TMZ article, the GM, Bob Myers, said, seemed to have minimized the incident, according to TMZ, and says, as far as any suspension, punishment, fine, we'll handle that internally. So
when every description of it is like, oh, well, like, if you had a camera in your house and there was like a family fight, mm-hmm. like, would you want everyone to see that? And it's like, oh, okay.
No one's punching. Oh,
I mean, I guess some families do some punching. It's not part of my family routine, but
no one should punch. That's all. And all Draymond said is that, like, I'm going to continue to stay away as I have been away and continue to work on myself, but also give guys the space. I, you know, want my team to have space, blah, blah, give Jordan. Okay. He's just constantly talking about space and breathing. And then he, like we said, gave an apology, but also talked directly to his Poole's family and said, like, you know, this, like, I'm sorry about that, because his feelings are most important and I'm not sure how he feels. It's not a bridge we've crossed yet. So,
oh Lord.
Yeah. It's just, it's wild because, like, I think it's known that if you're dealing with Draymond, like, there gonna be some tuffle, some tussle, some words, some whatever. It is what it is. Like, Kevin Durant, ugh, snake ass. you know, and Draymond, even though they're on the same team, have had struggles, blah, blah, blah. But the biggest thing is, if the Warriors act, or if Draymond, rather, maybe doesn't come back, the Warriors historically do bad when Draymond isn't around. So let's see. Ooh, what happens.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah. And that is it. That was a quick bite, but it's a mess. We have to call it out. Why are these people fighting each other?
We have to call it the mess. Okay. Now I have another quick bite, which Sasha found. And then I was like, oh, don't worry. I can provide background and context on this, which rarely happens.
Oh my God. I love it.
But so, obviously anyone on TikTok has seen the videos where people are using like the background music to, Super Freaky Chick by Nicki Minaj. And they're like, one thing about me is blah, blah, blah. And then they tell like a really long story. And honestly, it's annoying. Just tell us the story. We don't care about the background music. Like, that's my personal
rap
appeal. Just like say, hey, this one time this happened. Like, you could just do a story time. It's fine. Anyways. Mm-hmm. So one story time came up, and it was done by Greg, who is one of the two scientists on the YouTube channel and podcast ASAP Science. Now, if you are a Daddy Network fan, if you are a Big Brother Canada fan, then you will know that the other ASAP Science influencer is Greg's boyfriend, Mitch Moffitt, who is on BB Can 4 and played a very good game until he was screwed by a twist.
Oh,
anyways, so I know about the story because Greg told this story years ago on their podcast, which I listened to because I am a real fan, okay? And the story is that Greg from ASAP Science robbed Paris Hilton's car. So it was when he was younger. I think he was like 16 or something. Mm-hmm. And so he went to an MIA concert, and was, I guess maybe he was probably 19 because he was drinking. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not commenting on any of this. This is just what he said. And so he left the concert and a big black car pulls up and Paris Hilton gets out of the car. And so like he has a picture of him like getting a selfie with Paris Hilton. All of like that is like proven.
Right.
Everyone goes into the show, including Paris Hilton. They go into the club. And everyone just left. But Greg did not leave. And the car door was left unlocked. Paris Hilton's car door was left unlocked. So he and his friend get in the car. There was a script for House of Wax in there because that's what she was in Toronto filming.
Yeah.
They ran because his friend had stolen Paris's Christian Dior sunglasses out of the car, grabbed them and said, run. So they have sunglasses from Paris Hilton's. They share them in a Sister to the Traveling Paris Hilton sunglasses way. And he ends his TikTok with like, please don't put me in jail because you are rich. And then Paris Hilton duetted the whole video, just like wearing sunglasses, posing, like being really into it. And then says, you can keep the sunglasses. Because he comments, I'm so sorry, Paris. We can give them back to you. We still have them. You're the sweetest. And she says, I forgive you and you can keep them. I'm not going to ruin your tradition of the sisterhood of the traveling Paris Hilton's sunglasses.
And it's so funny because she does it and at one point has Dior sunglasses.
Yeah, of course she's so like to Paris Hilton, especially like back when House of Wax was filming in like the early 2000s. I feel like she probably lost so many pairs of Dior sunglasses and she would have no idea. She's just like, oh, where did those go? I'm super rich. Let me buy a new one. Like, she's mm-hmm. fine.
She probably didn't even know they were in there.
Literally. She probably like at some point was like, I wonder what happened to those sunglasses.
Yeah. Which, again, what are people doing? Why are you outwardly admitting all of this?
I mean, I think it's been long enough that, like, the statute of limitations is over. Like, I don't think that they... well, I mean, depending on some crimes, like, after a certain amount of time, you can't get charged for them.
Oh. Well, yeah, I just didn't know if that was for robbery, too.
I'm sure it is. Like, this isn't even robbery. Like, this is theft under. Like,
that's
I don't...
True. That's
like,
true.
Like, your sunglasses still aren't... How much are they? Are they $5,000?
No, they're probably not 5,000, right?
No.
your sunglasses.
Yeah, they're like $1,000.
Okay, yeah.
And so like it's theft under $5,000. Like it's not like no one would charge him with this crime.
Yeah, some are even $500 here.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years. It's fine.
And again, a pair. So then probably owns seven of just one pair that was stolen.
Yeah, like she's fine. Her life is fine.
Here we are. I can't believe when our worlds intersect like that. Like, why is it
so BB random? Cam's spouse
and well, it's Paris Hilton.
If it's going to be in Canada, there's going to be a connection to Big Brother Canada. It is absolutely wild how that works out. Like, I feel like every season I have a connection to someone who's on the show. Like, even if it's a couple degrees of separation.
That's so true.
Like, there's always a connection. So it makes sense. God. Canada has like seven people.
Yeah, is that like the Canadian version of is it Keanu Reeves, right? Or no, 6 degrees Bacon, Kevin Bacon.
That's Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I did my like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon on Twitter recently. And one of the connections, which like through no fault of my own, is like a kind of hateful man. And someone replied, like, hey, this person believes this. And I'm like, I don't know them. I once met someone who worked with them. I don't like, endorse them. I don't know them.
Imagine if people actually are like, yeah, I know Kevin Bacon.
That'd be wild. Like, oh, sorry, I'm 0 degrees.
Yeah, that's actually my dad.
So funny.
Oh my God. Oh, there's a video of Kevin Bacon actually playing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Oh my God, no, enough.
Of course, BuzzFeed did it.
Enough is enough. I know that he tweeted recently being like, well, what is it for? Like, am I 0 degrees or am I 1 degree? It's like, obviously, zero. You're zero. You're him. Stop it. Okay.
Your family is 1 degree.
Yes.
Wake up.
Okay. Should we do an anonymous?
Yes. Let's get to anonymous.
Oh my God. Okay. So this anonymous is messy.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, I just read the first line.
Yeah, I know. Stop reading okay. it. This is an anonymous, pronouns she, her. She says, I met my boyfriend's parents and I realized that his dad was one of my old consorts that I used to mess with a lot because he would have me flown out when he traveled. I never knew he was married or had kids at the time. And my boyfriend has no idea. So the boyfriend's dad acts like father and husband of the year every time they've been to his house. But the first initial interaction where she went over with her boyfriend, the dad has been emailing her nonstop, tried to sext. To
email sext.
Romantic correspondence. She then told him to stop and we should keep this on the DL. But then he wanted to meet and figure out how we could be friends without disrespecting his son. And so he convinced her to come over. They had a very effective conversation. But after two shots of
Hennessy,
they had intercourse.
Not you having sex with the dad and the son.
I know. So, and also, like, don't call your vagina that. You know what you called it. Don't call it that.
We're not going to repeat it.
I'm not saying that ever, let alone on the podcast. Don't call it that.
You're welcome.
Respect your body more. So, of course, they felt really bad about it afterwards. But he keeps emailing her, and she's stuck on what the next move should be. She loves her boyfriend because he's kind and attentive, but his dad has got it going on. So she's interested in exploring where that goes, but also doesn't want to be a cheater. And the father invited them over for dinner the next week. And they're scared that he's going to expose them.
Oh, my God.
And before that, should she respond to the father? And this is late. Like, this dinner has definitely come and gone before we
talk
about it.
We can't
give you advice on that. But, like, I just love this mess. Like, this is what we are asking for when we ask for anonymous.
What? I'm sorry. I'm stressed. First of all, because here's the thing, right? I think you have to tell your boyfriend because you did cheat on your boyfriend. It doesn't matter with who, actually. You cheated.
You cheated. Yeah. That's not good.
And then it's like, 6 degrees of incest, right? Where it's not actually.
But it's like a lot.
What, tell me what isn't incest but feels like it, right? Like, that's what this is giving. But I feel like it's an, if this is the man you are going to marry, then I feel like it's mess. And I,
yeah, well, this,
do you, you want this to be part of your, you know, family legacy?
Questions, like, can this be your father-in-law? Can
yeah, be your that's father-in-law? My question for you.
And I think no, because A, I don't think you love your boyfriend that much.
Yeah.
Because it says, oh, he's kind and attentive. I don't think you really love him. And also, you cheated with his dad. So I think you need to exit the situation. You need to be away from the dad, the son, the Holy Ghost, all yeah. of it. You're out.
Because if you want to, like, be the side person, which I don't agree with on account that he's married, but you know, that would be a whole different story, because it's like, okay, like, it's bad and you should stop, but you know, it is what it is. But this feels so messy because now his wife and your boyfriend and his son are all involved. Oh, and here's my worst thing ever that I'm about to say.
Okay.
God forbid, for some horrible reason, act of God, I don't know, that you got pregnant. And it's, and your boyfriend is the brother of your child.
That is horrible.
You cannot put yourself in this
here's
situation.
The thing, and you know what? I'm going to give bad advice too. Because in theory, you should tell your boyfriend that you cheated. Yeah. And that's why you're, no. You don't even have to tell anyone. Just leave. Get out.
That's what I don't
talk to anyone in the family again. Like, run like you just stole Paris Hilton sunglasses. Like, get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you gotta go. I think you gotta say, I'm gonna keep it 100 only with myself. But I do think you also should cut off the dad, because I think he's gross. I think he's,
yeah. The, like, dad is, the dad is willing to sleep with his son's girlfriend. It's not good.
Yeah. I just feel like that's not sitting right in my heart. And, like, why is he cheating? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, he is not shit.
Yeah.
And it just, it doesn't, the way you describe your boyfriend makes me think you don't like him that much.
Yeah. Or even if you love him, it's not the love that he deserves. Yeah. Or that you maybe should, you also shouldn't be in this situation. I feel like it's just bad overall, you know? Yes.
It's just not good. You need to just get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that you need to just end it with everything. Please stop, don't respond to the dad. I'm sure there'll be better sex again in your life.
There is, I promise you.
Yeah.
I promise you that there's more options.
Yeah, don't get caught up with this. You don't need it.
You don't need this. Get out.
You deserve better, queen.
Save yourself.
Yeah. But, like, she's wild for actually doing
that. There is more wild for you. And I can't wait for you to send it all to us as anonymous.
That's what I'm saying. What happened? We're sorry for not having this beforehand. If you let us know by next week, I think we should, like,
oh yeah, if you give us the follow up by next week, tinyurl.com/messmagnets, we will talk. It's you front of the line.
Yeah,
to the front of the line,
because you're wild.
Like, wow.
Yeah, and I just feel like you should leave this as, like, I can't believe this is something I did. Crazy story, you know, for your future. But that's it.
She literally was like, this happened. Nothing further.
Yeah.
I want more information, please.
Please end it.
Hopefully she already has.
Who knows?
Hopefully she already has.
We're going to pray.
We all.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What an anonymous
thing. I know. Listen, the celeb gossip was not celeb gossiping, but the mess was messing.
Listen, the messengers are Barnett. We've been known.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
We've been known.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God. But I think that is it, Kirsten, for this week. It's a short one, y'all. But somehow still made it to an hour.
Listen, hopefully next week, these celebrities are acting a little bit wilder. That's all we need.
Yeah. Please. Send us some things. So because we see, even though we sometimes might not respond, we usually see almost everything y'all send us. So
that is true. Yeah. So you can send it tinyurl.com/messmagnets. You can tweet us at messmagnets. You can send it all those places. It's fine.
Yes. In addition to all of that, make sure, again, you leave us a 5-star review and rate us and subscribe to our feed. And with that, Kirsten, where can the people find you?
Yes. Yeah, so every week over on BoJack Horse Pod, Lindsay Wilson and I are breaking down actually Tuca and Birdie now. We're having a ton of fun. We might have a special guest this week. We might not. Well, stay tuned. And also this past week, I went over to the Daddy Network to break down the new hit CBS reality show, The Real Love Boat, with Rob Cesternino and Jenny Autumn. It was super fun. And I think we're doing more ? So stay tuned for that over on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. And you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. Sasha, where are you? All the places.
Yes. In addition to being here, I'm over on post show recaps for one more week, unfortunately, where we're covering She-Hulk. It's wrapping up, y'all. Jason Reed and I are over on the Everything is Super Marvel feed. Go check us out there. Lots of weird misogyny and me yelling this week. So, you know, patriarchy, all of it. Okay. A lot of me yelling about men. We love it. And over on Silent Podcast, I cover Never Have I Ever with Chappelle and The Amazing Race. So go check all of that out. And if you can't keep track of what I'm saying, just follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. Also, I'm guesting on Ready to Be Petty.
Yes.
Wow. So I'm so excited for that. So we'll keep you updated when that comes out. And with that, I think that is it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.